Hi, I'm Skylar Campbell.
I'm Jordan McCunis.
And we're here to discuss prison reform.
Both of us can connect to this personally because some of our own loved ones have been in and out of the systems. This has made some of them experience different forms of prisons and better understanding on what can or should be changed in our prisons in order to make it a safer environment for our prisoners and guards.
Our first interviewee, Kenneth Lassiter, was the Deputy Director for Operations for the State Prisons Division. Let's see what he has to say.
They're in a dangerous environment. We tour with trying to educate our staff on how dangerous it is, at the same time not wanting to provoke fear in them, not wanting them to be so fearful that they can't do the job. But there has to be an element of fear, because we don't know what's going to happen day in and day out that they're going to have to respond to.
This is firsthand experience on how dangerous prisons can be for not just prisoners, but for guards as well.
This point of view is also supported by Pat McCrory, governor of North Carolina.
State of the State speech in February, Governor Pat McCrory pointed out that in 2014, a North Carolina correctional officer was assaulted every 11 hours. He said they deserve better pay and recommended $21 million in his proposed budget.
We agree if they're going to put their lives on the line every day, they deserve more benefits and better pay.
I decided I was going to figure out why our system wasn't working. Started researching. But instead of focusing on things like how to prevent crime, I took a look at how we manage corrections from a systems perspective. I studied the cultures, leadership styles, and social identities of corrections, and how those within the system view their roles and responsibilities. And then it became clear, the underlying reason our system doesn't work today is because the practices of punishment are too interconnected with our goal of rehabilitation.
If we changed our correctional system, we believe there could be a lower crime rate as well as less people returning to prison.